Today's daf is Bechoyres daf Chof Zayin, and we are at the beginning of the fourth perek, daf Chof Vav Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema of Shlomo Ben Zora Aliza. Zok de Mishnah, Ad Kamo Yisrael Chayovin Litopel Bibchar. So we're familiar already with the Halach of Bechar. If somebody has an animal, a kosher animal, Shor, Oy Kesef, Oy Yezki, Yivalid, the Halach is you have to take the firstborn male and give it to the Kohen. And there's an interesting chiddush from a kachem perspective that's unique to Bechoras. And that is that not only do you have to give your Bechor to a Kohen if the Bechor is a tam, it has no mum, it has no blemish, but the same is true if the Bechor has a mum, even if it has a mum kavua, the type of mum that would not allow you to take this animal and put it on the Mizbech. A Bechor tam and a Bechor bal mum both go to the Kohen. That's a chiddush, because ordinarily a balmum is considered a psul when it comes to kachim. So an oiler that has a mum doesn't go on the mizbech. A chattis that has a mum doesn't go on the mizbech. It still has kedusha. There are things that you need to observe from a kachim perspective, despite the fact that it has a mum. But mum is usually a very important game changer. The one exception to the rule is the halacha of bechar, where the Torah, it's learned out from drashas, says that even a bechar balmum maintains its status as matnas kuna. The halach is you have to give it to the kohen, stating that there's a difference with what the kohen is going to do, whether he received a bechar tam or bechar balmum. A bechar tam, he's going to bring as a carbon. A bechar balmum, he's not going to bring as a carbon. He's going to be able to treat it to a very large degree as if it's chulin. Either way, the Mishnah says that if you have a bechar, whether it's a bechar tam or a bechar balmum, you can't give the bechar immediately to the kohen. Interesting halacha. You would think, Zriza Makdim in the mitzvahs. It was born, it's a bechar. I'm very excited. I want to be Makai my mitzvah of taking this bechar and give it to the kohen. Says the Mishnah, it's not that way. In fact, you need to raise this animal for a certain period of time before you're going to be allowed to go ahead and to give it to a kohen. How long of a period? That's this Mishnah. If it's a behemoth, daka shloshim yon. Ubegasa, if it's a larger animal, chamishim yon, it's 50 days. Rabbi Yossi says that I agree that a behemoth gasa is chamishim yon, but a behemoth daka is not 30 days, but rather shloshim chadoshim, it's 3 months. So there's really two machloikas in between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. Number one, is behemoth daka shloshim yon, or is behemoth daka shloshim chadoshim? Also, the Tanakam holds less time for the behemoth daka, more time for the behemah gasa. Behemah daka 30 days, behemah gasa 50 days. Rabbi Yossi in Svara clearly saw it in the reverse, that a behemah gasa is 50 days, but a behemah daka is more, it's going to be 3 months. What happens if the kohen goes over to him as soon as the baby's born and he says, give it to me, I want it sooner? The Gemara is going to explain. Meaning, not only are you not obligated to give it to him for that period of time, but you're not allowed to give it to him. And even if the kohen says, "Amoichel, I want it now during this earlier time," the halacha is you can't give it to him. Then mumhu, let's say the animal was a mum. Va'amar loy, and he told him, "Tneu li sha'ichlenu, I want you to give it to me because I want to eat it right now." Mutter, in that case, it's going to be mutter. Another caveat: b'bushas hamikdash. Let's say it's bizman shebeis hamikdash hoyekayim. Incidentally, you see from those words, and Rashi speaks of that in the Mishnah, that this halacha of Ad kama Yisrael chayovim letapo b'bchar, it's true not only during the time that the Beis HaMikdash stood, but it's true even b'zman hazeh. Because if it wasn't true b'zman hazeh, then what's this caveat of b'shas HaMikdash? Of course, that's what we're talking about. We're dealing with karbonos. We're dealing with b'char. Clearly, this halach is true even shaloi b'shas HaMikdash. The Mishnah is just adding that if it was the shas HaMikdash, im hayatamim, then the halach is that if the animal was a tam where it can go on the mizbeach, amalei and the kohen told the Yisrael, teili vakrevenu, give it to me, I want to bring it as a carbon. Mutter, the halach is, you can give it to him. So essentially, what the Mishnah is saying is that a Yisrael that has a bechar cannot give the kohen the Bechor immediately. He has to take care of it for a certain period of time. How long? Machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Even if the Kohen says, Amoichel, I want you to give it to me right away. It doesn't matter. Even then, you can't give it to him immediately. Stating that, there's two carve-outs to this halacha. If it was a Bechor Balmum, and the Kohen says, I want it now because I want to eat it now, you give it to him. If it was a Bechor Tam, Bezvan Shemes HaMikdash HaYikayim, the Kohen says, I want it now because I want to bring it as a carbon now, you give it to him now as well. So what's Pashup Shat? What's Pashup Shat in this Mishnah that will really explain everything that we just said is that when an animal is born, you have to take care of it. It's a big deal. And being that it's a big deal to take care of this animal, the question then arises, whose responsibility is it to take care of this animal? The Yisrael has an animal, it's a little baby, so instead of hiring a nurse, he says, let me just give it to the Kayan. I have to give it to him anyways. It's his, so let the Kayan deal with it. Let it be on his cheshbon. Zok de Mishnah, no, it doesn't work that way. A Yid has an obligation to first take care of this baby for a little while. When it gets a little older, it can stand on its 2 feet. Now you go and give it to the Kayan. What's the pshat? The Rambam says in his Pirush HaMishnayos, it's based on a halacha that permeates Seder Kachin. It's a pasuk in Parshas Korach. Vayidaber Hashem al Aharon. Vani hine nasati l'cho es mishmeres tru moisoi l'chol kachin b'nei Yisrael l'cho nesatim l'moshcha u'levonecha l'cho goylam. There was a halacha that when the Kayanim ate their matnas kahuna, they had to eat it l'moshcha. K'derech sha'am melochem oichlin. Ordinarily, l'moshcha governs the way the Kayin had to treat his matnas kahuna or his kachim once he received it. But lamashcha governs other halachas and kachim as well. You wouldn't take an animal that was running all over the place that needed special care and give it to a king. That wouldn't be a proper chashuv gift. And being that the gift that you're giving the kohen has to be lamashcha, legedula, kiderech sham milachim, that says that you have to wait until the child, this baby, is a little bit older, and it's only at that time that you'd go ahead and give it to the kohen. It's for that reason, if the kohen goes over to the Yisrael, and he says that, I understand that you have a responsibility to take care of it for a certain period of time, but I want you to know, I want this because I want it now. It's a bechor bamum. I want to eat it now. I'm not going to take care of it. I'm going to bring it home and boom, we're going to shecht it and we're going to eat it. It's going to be dinner. So then you can give it to him. Because you're not giving it to the kohen in a way where he's going to have to take care of it. Forget, the kohen wants to eat it now. Or if it was bizman shebeis mekdesha yikain and it was a bechor tam and the kohen says, I want it now so I should be able to bring it as a carb. There too, you're allowed to give it to him. The only time you have to take care of it yourself and you can't give it to even if the kohen wants it, if it means that the kohen is going to be forced to take care of it. The halach of l'mashcha says that you need to take care of it yourself, and you can't give it to the kohen, and even if the kohen is meichel, it doesn't matter. If, however, the kohen says clearly that he's going to shecht it immediately, because it's a bachar balmum, or it's a bachar tam, then already the halach is, you're allowed to give it to him. Another halach, a bachar nechal shana b'shana, a bachar has to be eaten within the first year of its life. Bein tam, bein balmum, it doesn't matter if it's a bachar tam, or if it's a balmum. How do you know that? Shenemar, it's a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah is talking about kol habechor, and then it says lefnei Hashem alaykecho toichlenu shana bashana b'mokam hashiyifchar Hashem ato veisecha. The bottom line is shana bashana teaches me that it has to be during the first year of its life. Noilad loimum b'toich nasoi. What happens if the animal was born as a bechor tam, and then during its first year of life, it had a mum. The halach is rashoy lekaimoy kol shnei masa chodesh. You're allowed to keep it for a year. La'achad yud beis chodesh. If it got its mum after its first year of life, eni rashoy lekaimoy elo lamin yoyim. You're only allowed to keep it for 30 days. A lot of different yersoyis in the last part of the Mishnah. It's something that the Gemara is going to discuss in tomorrow's stuff. Either way, the first halach of the Mishnah was that Yisrael that has a bechor can't take this baby animal and immediately give it to the kohen. He has to take care of it for a certain period of time. How long? Machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi. The Tanakam Shita was that a bechor behema daka, the Yisrael has to be metapel with shloishim yoim. A bechor behema gasa, he has to be metapel with 50 days. How do you know this? Omar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said Omakro. It's learned out from a pasuk. So the Gemara brings excerpts of the pasuk, but it's worth seeing the entire pasuk. It says mileyoscha v'demacha loisaach. This is a pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. Mileyoscha v'demacha is referring to bikurim. The Torah says that you have an obligation to bring bikurim. That's your first crop of the Shivas Aminim. You have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Torah says, Bechor b'necha titen li, pidyon haben. Then the Torah says, Kein tasa l'sharcha l'tzoynecha, meaning there's a halacha of Bechor, of a behema, Shivas yomim yehem imoy, b'yoyim ha-shmini titnoy li, on the 8th day, meaning if it's going to be brought as a carbon, obviously you're not allowed to bring a carbon before it's 8 days old. So essentially the Torah, in 2 psukim, brought 3 different halachas together. Number 1, the mitzvah bikurim. Number 2, bechor b'necha titen li, which is the mitzvah pidyon haben. And then finally, the mitzvah of bechor behema, which is Kain Tasa L'Sharcha L'Tzoynecha. Zok the Gemara of Kahana Darshin. It says B'char B'necha Titainli, and then it says Kain Tasa L'Sharcha and L'Tzoynecha. But B'char B'necha Titainli, Rav Kahana said, is going on L'Tzoynecha. Milei Yoscha V'demachol L'Sa'achar is going on Kain Tasa L'Sharcha. So what? B'char B'necha Titainli. When do you do the mitzvah pinyan aben? When the child is 30 days old. That relates to Kain Tasa L'Tzoynecha. Tzoyin is a behemah daka, and from here we learn a halach of 30 days as it relates to a bechar behemah daka. What halacha? That Yisrael has a chiyuv to take care of it for 30 days. It says, that's the mitzvah of Bikurim. The mitzvah of Bikurim is related to 50 days. What does Bikurim have to do with 50 days? Because the assumption is that being that the Karban Omer was brought on Tez Zayin Nisan, that was when the Tfuah HaChadosha ripened. When was Bikurim brought? On Shavuos. Shavuos is 50 days. Tisperu chamishim yoim. Miyoim haviachim esoimar. From the day that the Karban Omer was brought. So there's an element of 50 days as it relates to the mitzvah Bikurim. Because again, Bikurim was brought on Shavuos. It's 50 days after what? After the Zman HaBishol. When the peiros were fully ripe. You wait 50 days after it ripens. And it's only then that you bring the mitzvah Bikurim. We relate that to Kein Tasa L'Sharcha, which is a behemah gasa. Thus, there's a zman of 30 days mentioned in the Mishnah, there's a zman of 50 days mentioned. 30 days, it says, 50 days, it says, it also says, we say that the smaller share of 30 days relates to behemah daka, the larger share of 50 days relates to behemah gasa. But the Gemara says, how do you know that is going on kein tasa l'tzoynecho, and is going on l'sharcho? Maybe it's the reverse. Maybe the behemah daka is 50 days and the behemah gasa is 30 days. So the Gemara says mistabra. Why the makadam the makadam the machal the macher? Because look at the seder. First the Torah mentioned bikurim liyosav the machal loisacher, and then it mentioned pidyon aben b'char benecha titingli. Then when the Torah spoke about b'char, first it mentioned sharcha, which is the behemah gasa. Then it mentioned lutzaynecha, the behemah daka. So the first of the two are bikurim. The first of the two animals mentioned is the behemah gasa. So we relate Bikurim, which is 50 days, to the behemah gasa. The second of the two halachas, Bechor b'necho titeng li'es pidyon aben. The second of the types of behemahs mentioned is Tzoynecha, which is the behemah daka. So the Mekadim goes to the Mekadim, and the Ma'acha goes to the Ma'acha. Doesn't it make more sense to say l'samach le, l'samach le? Two are right near each other, meaning that's Bikurim. Then it says Pidyon HaBen. Then it says Shor. Then it says Tzoyin. So the two that are near each other is Pidyon HaBen and Shor. So doesn't it make more sense, rather than say the earlier to the earlier and the latter to the latter, maybe say the two that are together, those are the ones that go together, and then they take the two bookends and put them together as well. The point is, maybe, being that it says Bechor B'necha Titeinli, and then right afterwards it says Kein Tasa L'Sharcha, maybe that means that a Shor, which is a Behemah Gasa, is supposed to be 30 days. Elamar Rava, Rava said, you're right. Oh my God, it says Tasa. With regards to the Shor, it says Kein Tasa L'Sharcha, then it says L'Tzoynecha, but as it relates to the Shor, which is the Behemah Gasa, it says Tasa Hizvachasav Asiya Cheres. Tasa is a ribui to tell me more time for the behemah gasa. Says the Gemara Ve'imashitin. Okay, meaning it sounds like the way Rav is darshing it is really Bechor Banecha Titeinli is going on Tzoyin. Kein Tasa L'Sharcha we're being Moisef Asiya Cheres. So maybe the way to darshan Tasa is not that Mleyoscha V'demacha is now going on Shar, so I have this man of 50 days because I'm borrowing this man of Bikurim, I'm relating it to the Shar. But maybe the Iker's man is 30 days. Tasa L'Sharcha is Moisev. How much should I be Moisev? Probably another 30 days. If the Iker's man is 30 days, maybe I should be Moisev another 30 days. So the Gemara says, Masr Chakosav, El L'Chachamim. Asiya is just a general term. It means just add. It doesn't mean add an additional 30 days. Add whatever the Chachamim deem appropriate. The Chachamim felt, add 50 days, because they like this hekesh of Le'oscha v'demacha going on Sharcha, just like Bechor B'necha Titeinli is going on Tzoynecha, and that's how you end up with 30 days for the Behemah Daka, 50 days for the Behemah Gasa. Tanya Nami Hochim, a furisha price that says everything that we just said. Bechor B'necha Titeinli came Tassel Tzoynecha, Yochel Af L'Sharcha, Tamu Lo'yme Tassel, Ha'isav L'cha HaKosov, Asiya Cheres, B'Sharcha, Lo'y Masrcha HaKosov, Elo Chacham, Mikan Omru, this is where the Chachamim taught this halacha, Kam Yisrael Chayovim L'tapu B'Bchor, B'Behemah Daka Shloishim Yoyim, B'Gasa Chamishim Yoyim. This is a chazor of everything that we just said. Rabbi Yossi was the second sheet in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi said that he agrees Behemah Gasa is 50 days. Behemah Daka, he had a different zman. Not a lesser zman, but actually a longer zman. Daka, you have to take care of for Shloisha Chadashim.
which is 90 days. Why? Mipneshev tipula meruba. Right? The Gemara says, why is it tipula meruba? Why do you have to take more care of a behemah daka than you have to do of a magasa? Mipneshev shineo daka. Because it takes time for the behemah daka to develop teeth. How long does it take? It takes up to 3 months. If it doesn't have teeth, it can't eat on its own. It needs its mother. So if you're going to give it to the Kayin, you're only giving the Bechar, you're not giving the mother to the Kayin. What's this behemah daka going to do? It's like this, you leave it with its mother for 3 months. After 3 months, says Rabbi Yossi, at that point, now we're going to be ready. Now you can go give it to the Kayin. The Mishnah said that a Yid has a chiyuv to take care of the Bechar for a certain period of time. How long? Tanakama holds Behemah Daka 30 days, Behemah Gasa 50 days. Rabbi Yossi holds Behemah Gasa 50 days. I mean, he doesn't argue with regards to Behemah Gasa, Behemah Daka is Shloish Chadash. What if the Kohen says, within this time frame, he says, give it to me. I want it. So the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to give it to him. Unless he says Mefurish, like the Mishnah said, that he wants to use it right now. It was a Bechar Balmum, he says, I'm going to shacht it right now. Or it was Banshev, it's Mikdash Ayikayim, and it was a Bechar Tam, he said, I'm going to bring it as a carbon right now. But unless he says that specifically, the Allah is, even if he says, I want it, meaning, I'll take care of it by myself. It doesn't matter. You're not allowed to give it to him. Zok to Gemara, my time. Why not? If he says that he's willing to take care of it by himself, let him take care of it by himself. It's because he looks like a Koyin who's helping out in the Beis Agron. So what does that mean? There's a halacha that a Koyin's not allowed to go over to Yisrael and tell him, listen, I know you have an obligation to give Trumas or Maestras. For you, it doesn't really matter which Koyin you give it to. You're going to have to give it regardless. I'll do work for you. I'll work for you for free, quote unquote. And in exchange, I just want you to give me your Trumas and Maestras, right? It's a win-win. From your standpoint, you're giving it away anyways. From my standpoint, I'll get it. I'll give you free work. So it shouldn't be a big deal. Allah is, you're not allowed to do that. If the Kohen's going to go over to the Yisrael and he's going to say, let me take care of this Bechar for the first 30 days, the first 50 days, what does it look like? It looks like, it's not necessarily, but it certainly looks like the reason the Yisrael is giving this Kohen the Bechar is because this Kohen helped him. He helped him raise. He took away the effort and the expense, the cost that would be involved of being the top of this behemoth. So it's nira ki koyin amaseyeh abebeis agron and said Rav Sheshes. That's why even if the koyin says I'm willing to be moichel, it doesn't matter. Tanu rabbanon hakoyhanim valuvivanim amaseyeh abebeis aroy beis agron abebeis amitbachayim. So a koyin levir oni who's mesayeh with someone who has an obligation to give matnas kuna, matnas levim, or matnas aniyim, respectively, the halach is a noisnun lohem truma umaisa bischaron. You're not allowed to now go and give that kohen or that levi or that ani the truma sumaisris that you're anyways obligated to give a kohen levi or an ani. Once he helps you, now already you're not allowed to give him. Ve'im oisin kein, and if you do give him, chilalu. They were mechalal their kedusha. Valeim akas avoymets regarding them that the Navi Malachi said shichatem bris alevi omer Hashem tzvakos va'oymer, and it's regarding them that there's a pasuk not only in Malachi but in Parashas Korach. In fact, it's the last pasuk in Parashas Korach. V'loisisu all of chet barimchem as chelbay mimenu v'as kodshei bnei Yisrael loisichalalu v'loisamusu. Zok to Gemara, what do you need two pasukim for? V'chitem and bisaloi, because I only had the first pasuk, so I would know shichatem bris alevi. You would know that a kohen, a levi, or an ani that does this, so it's not nice what he's doing. To a certain degree, he's acting corrupt. He's defiling his kedusha, his status. But misa, that there should be a chi of misa toshma, that it actually falls into the pasuk ves kochei bnei Yisrael loisa chalulu the loisa musu. If someone chalila is mechalul this kedusha, it comes with a chi of misa. So regardless, it's a very chomer digga thing. This brice is the makar to the idea of a koyin hamisayeya bebeis agros, which incidentally you see clearly in the brisa. It's not only true for a koyin, it's also true for a levi. Levi's entitled to maiserishin. It's also true for an ani. An ani is entitled to maisa ani, and like a chikopeya, there's a whole bunch of different matnas ani. Also, before we go weiter, the brisa mentioned beis haroyin. What does beis haroyin mean? Why would it be misayeya in a beis haroyin? That's our mishnah. A yid has cattle, he has an obligation to be mafresh bechar. The kohen's going to say, I'll help you in the Beis Aroyan. I want you to give me the bechar. The Beis Agronis, that's easy. All trumas and maestras come from the Beis Agronis. What's the Beis HaMitbachayim? That's the Zroya L'chayayim and the Kefa. Right? You're a butcher, you have a chiv now to give matonis from even the chulin that you shecht. Regardless, that's the salach. The price continues, all part of the price. Because Chama the coin sum, Chama wanted to make a knas. Chama wanted to say that if somebody gives trumas, maestras, Zroya L'chayim and Kefa, bechar to a
Koyin, Levi, Oni, respectively, that helps out in the Beis HaRoyin, Beis HaGronis, Beis HaMitbuchayim, respectively. That the halacha should be, it's as if you didn't give it at all. And you have to give it now tzim tzveitin mo. V'lias mafrishin aleim trumim mishalem. Name aloi konsum. Why didn't they do that? Duma asir lefrushim in aptur alachir. Because they were worried that the Amoritz is going to think that I was mafrish truma, but you gave it to a koyin that was mesayeh be Beis HaGronis. So what the chachamim say, be mafrish truma again. He may think that that second truma is a real truma. So if he has tevel, that he has to be mafrish truma for, he may use this second truma for that tevo, where really this second truma is not a real truma, it's just a knas. So when he's being mafresh now, it's min aptur. You can't be mafresh min aptur alachiv. You can't take truma that's not obligated, payers that are not obligated in truma, and be mafresh it and let it pater payers that are obligated in truma. So the chachamim were just worried about the issues that may result from such a knas, even though the chachamim were very tempted to issue a knas, they decided that maybe it's not such a good idea. Additionally, even though we said there's halacha of koyin mesayeh bebeis hagranos, but there's also halacha of toves hanolabayim. What does that mean? Ketzad Yisrael if it's truma mikariyoy. Yisrael was mafresh truma and he's looking for a koyin now. Umatzi Yisrael achar, and now Yisrael found him. And he told him halacha sela. I'm going to give you a sela. Utenei lebambiti koyin. I want you to take the truma that you have to give anyways and give it to my grandson, my daughter's son. Meaning he's a Yisrael, but his grandson is a kayin, and I want you to give it to him. The halacha is mutter, it's okay. Interesting halacha. The Yisrael's paying another Yisrael to go give truma to his enakel. The halacha is Yisrael's allowed to take money for it. It's a mefurish abraisa. Toivas hana, lebayim. Machlik is in the Gemara, if toivas hana is mammon or not mammon, comes up in Shnayim Oichsim and in some of the festive sugyas in Seydin Ezekin. But the sugya of toivas hana starts really with this braisa. There's something called toivas hana. What does that mean? If I have trumas, even though I have to give it to a kohen, that has value. Now it has value. This Gemara that we just learned, I can actually take money from someone who wants me to direct my truma to a certain place. Stating that, it's very clear in the braisa. It's only Yisrael shehifish truma mikeryoy umatzi Yisrael achar. Only a Yisrael is allowed to give money to a Yisrael. Im hayukayin, however, lekayin aser, then it's going to be aser. So regardless, even though there's a halach of kayin amisayeh bebeis agronis, which clearly the braisa makes a very big deal about. The braisa quotes the pasuk in Malachi of shichatem risalevi. Not just that. The braisa says, miso. Not just that, the Braisa says that the Chabon wanted to make a knas and they wanted to say that the whole Trum is null and void. They didn't do it for a Zaytig reason. So you would think there's no way in the world you could ever take anything, any consideration in exchange for where I'm going to direct my Trumas or Maestras. Says the Braisa, not necessarily. The halacha is that you're actually allowed to take money from a Yisrael, not from a Kohen, but you're allowed to take money from a Yisrael to give the Truma to someone that Yisrael would like you to give the truma to. But the Gemara makes a diak on this braisa before it goes vaitin. That is, v'tana my time will come in matnas kuna. The beginning of the braisa spoke about koyhanim, levim, and aniyim. That are misayeya in a beis haroyim, beis agronois, and a beis hamitbachayim. Beis haroyim is negeya b'chayris. Beis agronois is negeya most matnas kuna. Beis hamitbachayim is negeya this roi l'chayim and keva. And then when the braisa concluded, and it said the halacha of Tovus Hanolah Bailam. What was the case? Yisrael Shehifrish Truma Mikeriyoy. So the Gemara makes a nice dik. The Tana, my time, like come Matnas Kuna. How come it went from talking so generally about all types of Matnas Kuna to Yisrael Shehifrish Truma? It should have said Yisrael Shehifrish Matnas Kuna. And what if it was the Israel Chaim and Keva? Then this halacha wouldn't be true. So the Gemara says, yeah, great dik. And in fact, the halacha of Tovus Hanolah is a very important halacha. It's only Negeya Truma. It's not Negeya other things. Why? Amalach Truma, the Kedushas Agufik. Truma, being that has Kedushas Aguf, the Kimid Loi Mischola, so that everybody knows that you can't be paid the Truma. You can't take Truma, transfer the Kedusha from Truma onto something else. You can be paid the Maisa Sheini. You can be paid the Psuli Amakdashim, once it has a mum. Right? There's certain types of Kedusha that you can be paid. Certain types of Kedusha you can't be paid. Truma is something you can't be paid. Being that you can't be paid, there's nothing to worry about in the aforementioned scenario. Hani, however, as it relates to other matanos, let's pick one. Such as this royal chayim in the keva, kima the kedushas damim nenu, being that the not kedushas aguf, rather the kedushas damim, asin lemitu behind. It's very possible that something terrible is going to happen. You know why? Because kivan the bar mischol kedushas sayu, being that it's possible to be mechol, to actually be poided ar bozuzi, asin lemitu by mitik the chulam. There's issues with the gersayas here. But the point is that you know why you can't rely on tevis anot when it comes to, for example, royal chayim in keva? Because royal chayim in keva, you could be poided. So
know what's going to happen? If Yisrael is going to go over to another Yisrael, he's going to say, I just saw you shecht an animal. You have a chiv now to give the matanos. I have a grandson. He's a kohen. He can use the money. Why don't you give it to him? Here's Dalud Zuzim, let me give it to you. It's very possible that the Koyin, the Enochol, that now takes this Roy L'chaim and Keva is going to think that it's Chulin. Why is he going to think that it's Chulin? Because he's going to think that when his grandfather gave the Yisrael before Zuzim, he was being Poida, this Roy L'chaim and Keva. And being that Roy L'chaim and Keva has Kedusha, but only Kedusha's Damim, so it's something that you can be Poida, it's possible that the mistake is going to be made. Okay, so what's going to happen? What's the end of the world? He's going to think it's Chulin. So Rashi, you know what's going to happen? He's not going to eat it L'mashcha. This is L'mashchas and Tzveitim on today's daf. He's not going to eat it the way you have to eat Matnas Kuna. See, by Truma, it's not an issue. Because Truma's Kedusha is a guf. Being that it's Kedusha, you can't be poided. So what's the Kohen Enochol going to think? That my Zeda, when he bought, quote unquote, the Truma for me, he was poided? So now the Truma's Chulin? You can't be poided, Truma. That's not something you could do. But any other matonis that you could be poided, so there you don't have the Alach of Tovus Hanah. So in this price, you have the Makar to Kohen Mesiebe Beis Agronis. You also have the Makar to Tovus Hanah, the Bailin. Which is a very important halach in sugyas and seder in the zikin. You also have a chiddush, which is that the halach of a tovus hanah only works for something that you cannot be poida, such as truma. But anything that you can be poida, such as roil chaim and keva, bekai gavna, you're not going to have the halach of tovus hanah. Excellent. So before we go weiter, there's a very important shita mikubetzes in daf chavav amid beis, right in the beginning of the daf, tucked away on the first tosfos. On top of the yom, actually the second Tosfos on the yom. So the Mishnah said, "Akami Yisrael chayovim litapo b'pcha." So what did the Mishnah say? Behem adaka shloishim yoyim, and behem agasa was chamishim yoyim. What was the makar? The makar was, it says in the Torah, "Mleyoscha v'demachal loisa acher," which is the mitzvah of bikur. And then it says, "Pchor benechatitingli," which is the mitzvah of pidyon aben. Then the Torah says, "Kein tasa l'sharcha l'tzaynecha." It mentions the mitzvah of bechor with regards to a shor, which is a behema gasa, a tzayin, which is a behema daka. The Gemara has an analysis, and the maskana says the Gemara, we're makish bikurim to bechor behema gasa, and pidyon aben to bechor behema daka. Bikurim is after 50 days. What does it mean after 50 days? You wait 50 days after the bishul of the peres. The peres become ripe on Tezayin Nisan. Tisbru chamishim yoyim. That's not really what you're counting for. But 50 days later, then there's the mitzvah bikurim. Bikurim were brought on Shavuos. As it relates to behem madaki, you compare that to pinyan aben. Pinyan aben, of course, is 30 days. As a result, you have 50 days for behem agasa, 30 days for behem madaka. An unconventional makar, but this is the makar in the Gemara right here in the beginning of the parak. Frek Tosfos Akasha. Tosfos says that if you think about it, when the Mishnah says 30 days for behem madaka and 50 days for behem agasa, it sounds like we're being consistent. Whatever 30 days 50 means, 50 days means. And whatever 50 days means, 30 days means. Okay, what's the punchline? The punchline is that there's a chilek between the 50 days of Shavuos versus the 30 days of Bikurim versus the 30 days of Pinyan Aben. Pinyan Aben is after 30 days, right? But it's not the 30th day. When you do Pinyan Aben? You do it on the 31st day. You have to wait 30 full days, and on the 31st day, that's when you do Pinyan Aben. The mitzvah of Bikurim was to bring it on Shavuos. So if the mitzvah was to bring it on Shavuos, it's Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, Miyoim Haviyachim Asoim Ratznufa, which is the day that we say the Peiros became ripened. So if you count then 50 days from Tezayin Nisan, you're going to end up on Shavuos, right? Obviously, when do we stop counting Sfiras Oimer? The last day of Sfira, which is the 49th day, is the day before Shavuos. Shavuos is the 50th day. So Shavuos then is not the 51st day, it's the 50th day. So Freit Toysag Yishmak Akasha, if the Makar to Lamed Yoyim of Behem Adako is Pidyan Aben, and the Makar to Nun Yoyim of Behem Agasa is Bikurim, then really Behem Adako should be 31 days. And Behem Agasa should be 50 days. And it's not mashma that way. Because it's mashma that if daka means 30, then gasa means 50. And if daka really means after 30, as in 31, then gasa should mean after 50, which should be the 51st day. But in Cheshbin, daka should be the 31st day, meaning when it says Behem Adaka Lamin Yomi means after 30 days, and gasa should mean the 50th day, not after 50 days, meaning the 51st day, but actually the 50th day. And if that's the case, then it comes out, it's inconsistent, as we freak Tosfos, and Tosfos blibes Tzorich Ian. Stating that, there's a teretz from the Shita Mekubetzes. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, a tremendous chiddush, and that is that
The truth is that when we say that the Gersa, that when we say that the Behemagasa is, that when we say that Behemagasa is 50 days, it means the 51st day as well. Why is that? Because Bikurim was supposed to be born on Shavuos. But he says, really, you couldn't bring Bikurim on Shavuos. You had to wait until the day after Shavuos in order to bring a Bikurim. Bikurim was also born on the 51st day. So if that's the case, it's consistent. When the Mishnah says 30 and 50, Itaka doesn't mean the 30th day or the 50th day. Pidyon HaBen had to be on the 31st day, which means you have to be metapel with the Behem Adaka for 31 days. The Bikurim were brought not on the 50th day, but rather on the 51st day, because it couldn't be brought on. Well, here's the Lashon. The Bikurei Yochid Loimaisi Adla Achar Atzeres. It couldn't be brought on Atzeres. It had to be brought after Atzeres. And being that it had to be brought after Atzeres, it comes off Akeret. This is going to be 31 days, and this is going to be 51 days. But the truth is that Muschur Rishon, it's a very big Kiddush. Bikurim weren't brought on Shavuos. You ask the man on the street, when did you bring Bikurim? Bikurim was brought on Shavuos. Truth is, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah is right in the beginning of Masechtas Bikurim. It's Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Ein mevi'im Bikurim, chutz mishevas haminim, loy mitmarim shebaharin, etc., etc. Then the Mishnah says, Ein mevi'im Bikurim koidim latzeres. You weren't allowed to bring Bikurim before Atzeres. Pasha you learn, before Atzeres you weren't allowed to bring it, but from Atzeres, didn't have to be Dafka on Shavuos. But Atzeres, for sure, was the Zman, Haschalas, Havas, Bikurim. Ein mevi'im Bikurim koidim latzeres. And the emphasis is, it's Mefurish in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim, Perek Beis, says, Eim Mivin Bikurim Koidim Atzeres, Shenemar V'chaga Kotzer Bikurim Masecha. Then Hevi, let's say somebody brought Bikurim before Shavuos, Eim Mekablo Mimenu, Eli Anicham Shom, Ad Shetovay Atzeres, leave it there until Shavuos comes, V'yikare Aleim, and then you're going to bring the myth, you do the mitzvah with the Mikra Bikurim. The Rambam is Mefurish. You can't bring it before. Okay, well, let's say I brought it before, says the Ram, what are you supposed to do? Wait until Shavuos, and then on Shavuos comes, then you're going to bring the Bikurim. So the Chayr, the way the Ramam got this from the Mishnah, you can't bring it before Atzeres. This is back of the envelope arithmetic. I can't bring it before Shavuos, which sounds like that on Shavuos itself, I am allowed to bring it. Stating that, the Shita Mekubetzes, to answer Tosfos Kasha, right here, tucked away. And Bechayr, Staf Chavav Amidei says that it's a misnomer. It's a misconception. Really, you weren't allowed to bring Bikurim before Atzeres, and you couldn't bring Bikurim on Atzeres either. You had to wait until after Shavuos. But on Shavuos itself, you were not allowed to bring the Bikurim. The emes is that at first glance, the Shita Mekubetzes is Tzorachim. The Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, when it talks about Shavuos, says, V'chaga kotzer bikurei masecha asher tizra basada, which in fact is the Mishnah Masechtas Bikurim's Makar. How do you know that you're not allowed to bring Bikurim koidim latzeres? V'pnei shakos shebetayr, V'chaga kotzer bikurei masecha asher tizra basada. You see, clearly there's a link between the mitzvah of Shavuos and the mitzvah of Bikurim. But there's a better Makar. In the Parsha of the Musafim, we say it in Musaf, Shalish Regalim, on Shavuos. Ubiyayim Abikurim. Right, what do you say? Ubiyayim Abikurim, Bakrivchem, Mincha Chadosha Lashem, Shavuos Seichem, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, Komalachas Avoid Eloisasu. Atzeres is called the Yoyim Habikurim. The Shita Mekubetzes is being Mechadish that you weren't even allowed to bring the Bikurim on Atzeres. You had to wait until Achar Atzeres. But that was the Tzotayis. Why? Rashi Chumash. Rashi says that what it says in the Torah, Ubiyayim Abikurim, that's not what it means. Ubiyayim Abikurim Zok Rashi Chagash Shavuos. And it's Kori Bikurei Ktzir Chitim. That's the first pasuk we mentioned in the Parashas Mishpatim. Why? Why Shavuos called Yom HaBikurim Al Shem Shtei HaLechem Shem Rishoinu L'Minchas Chitim Abba Menachodesh? Because there was a Bikurim in addition to the Bikurim that we're all familiar with. The Bikurim that's mentioned in great detail in Masechtas Menachos. That's the Kachem Diga Bikurim. That was also brought on Shavuos. That was the mitzvah of the Shtei HaLechem. It was Bikurim because it was the first carbon that was brought from the Tfuah HaKadosha Menachitim. The carbon item was also brought from the Tfuah HaKadosha, but that was brought from Mitzrayim. This was Bikurim in the Chitin sense, but regardless, it's called B'yom HaKippurim, not because of the mitzvah of Bikurim, but rather it's called B'yom HaKippurim because of the Shtei HaLechem, which is the Bikurim that was brought on the Mizbeach. Now, that means the Mishnah does say that the Makar, that the Bikurim of Masechtas Bikurim, the traditional Bikurim of the Shivas Aminim, the Makar that couldn't have been brought before Atzeres is from this Pasuk. The Pasuk that says, V'chag HaKotze Bikurei Masecha Asher Tizr Basada. So clearly the Mishnah is already linking these Psukim to the Mitzvah Bikurim. But as it relates to Shavuos being called Yoyma Bikurim, Lav Davka, does that have anything to do with the Mitzvah Bikurim? It's called Yoyma Bikurim Zok Rashi because of the Shtei Alechem.
In other words, we have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Shita Megubetzes. The Rambam says that when the Mishnah says you couldn't bring the Bikurim Kodim Latzeres, it means that the Zman Hascholas Avos Bikurim was Latzeres. And according to the Rambam, you could say that when the Torah refers to Shvuas as the Yom HaBikurim, it's Tarti B'mashma. It's Yom HaBikurim because that's when they brought the Shtei Alechem, like Rashi says in Chumash. And it's also Yom HaBikurim because that was the day that the Yidden were allowed to stop bringing Bikurim. Right? The Yidden were regal on Shvuas, so it's Mestaber, that's when they would stop bringing Bikurim. But the point is that's the Zman Hascholas Avos Bikurim. So for that reason, it would be called Yom HaKippurim. According to the Shita Mekubetzes, says you weren't allowed to bring the Bikurim on Shavuos. Why then is Shavuos referred to as Yom HaBikurim? There can only be one reason, and that's, like Rashi says in Chumash, it's based on the Shtei Alechem. The question, however, is why did the Shita Mekubetzes feel so self-confidently that you're not allowed to bring the Bikurim on Atzeres? The Mishnah says you can't bring it before Atzeres. It sounds like on Atzeres you could. Zok Tashita, no, you have to wait until the day after Atzeres. Why? Why couldn't you bring it on Atzeres itself? So the Mechaz Chinuch in two places, a mitzvah Yudches, by the mitzvah of Bechor, and a mitzvah Tzadik Aleph, by the mitzvah of Bikurim, brings a beautiful pshat from the Rital Gazi. The Rital Gazi said, you know what the reason is? It's based on a Rambam. The Rambam, when he talks about the Seder of how the Bikurim was brought, so the Rambam describes it beautifully. Hamebi is HaBikurim. So you bring in the Bikurim, you got to the Harabayas now. You had to take the basket and put it on your shoulder. Hu ba'atzma, you had to carry it by yourself. So it doesn't matter how many gaboyim you have. You need to now take the Bikurim and you have to put it on your shoulder. Even if you're a melech gadol b'yisrael, it doesn't matter. You still had to carry the Bikurim by yourself. You couldn't give it to any of your mesharsim. And he would hold it that way on his shoulders until he came to the Azara. So he came to the Azara. It's still on his shoulder. He would say, and then he would take it off his shoulder. He would hold it by its ends. The Kohen would put his hands underneath his hands. Umeinith, and they would do tenufa. The Koyre, and there was another part of the Bikurim that they had to now read. Aramiyah v'dovi v'yerid mitzrayimah. Ad shegoymer kol ha-parashah. Umeinich v'tzad v'zbeach. After he did that, he would take the Bikurim, put it next to the mizbeach. Bekeren droymes ma'rovis. Bedroymes shal keren v'yishtachavah. He had to bow down v'yotza, then he left. Zok the Rambam. Minayin shat Bikurim tunin tenufa. How do you know that it needs tenufa? Shenema. Zok the Rambam. Here's the punchline. K'shem shetunin tenufa. Just like Bikurim required tenufa. Kach to unim carbon shlomim v'shir. Additionally, when you brought the Bikurim, you had to bring a carbon with it. You had to bring a carbon shlomim v'shir, and that'd be music. Shenema bohem v'samachta b'chol atoiv. Ulahalonu oime b'regolim v'samachta b'chagecha. It says, and we learn from there that when you brought Bikurim, you had to bring a carbon. Interesting. Rest of the story. So when you brought Bikurim, you couldn't just bring the Bikurim. You had to bring a carbon along with it. You had to bring a carbon. Why? Because it says, similar to the carbon shlomim, the shalmi simcha that every yid had to bring on Yontif, because ain't simcha ela bebasar, what kind of basar? Shlomim. And that's the way we were besimcha on Yontif, and it was like a simchas Yontif. In the same exact vein, you had to say, the Rambam, they're not carbon. Oh, but by the way, the carbon you should know is not me'akiv. Either way, says the Rital Gazi, it comes out, what's the lekatchila dig away to bring Bikurim? It's together with a carbon. That carbon is a carbon yachid. It's not a carbon seed, but it's a carbon yachid. Nedarim and Nedavis are not craven b'yantif. A carbon yachid is not doicha yantif. A carbon seed is doicha Shabbos. A carbon seed is doicha yantif. But a carbon yachid is not. Being that the way you brought the Bikurim was together with a carbon, kishem shetun and tenufa, kach tunim carbon, shlom and v'shir. So it's for that reason it wasn't shaykh, says the Rital Gazi, to bring it on Shavuos. It was a technicality. You want to know when the Zman Havas Bikurim is? Avada the Zman Havas Bikurim is uviyoyim ha-Bikurim. It's Bikure. This is the Zman. Like the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to bring it before Shavuos. Once Shavuos comes, now it's the Zman. So mitzad Zman, this mitzvah saseh shazman geroma shaboy, that, of course, is Shavuos. In terms of technicalities, however, there's an issue. You're going to trip up. You know why? Because one of the things you're supposed to do is you're supposed to bring a carbon. There's no way to bring a carbon. Because it's a carbon yachid, and the carbon yachid is not going to be doich. In fact, the Chinuch says, they're not carbon ma'akiv, the Rambam says. So, loiter Rital Gazi is pshad, it's poshu b'dievet, if you put on Shavuos, you would be yaitza. Because the Rital Gazi is not saying that this man doesn't start from Shavuos. Rather, this man starts from Shavuos. Ubi yoyma bikurim is bi yoyma bikurim, tired to be mashm. Even loiter shita b'kubetz, says the Rital Gazi. It's Yom HaBikurim because of the Shtei HaLechem. It's Yom HaBikurim because of the Mitzvah Bikurim. However, says the Shita, from a practical standpoint, you're never going to bring it on the 50th day. You're always going to bring it on the 51st day. Why? Because there's a technical issue. You have to bring a carbon, and there's no way to bring a carbon. Incidentally, Minchas Chinuch is very Meirich. This is Geshmakarit. But Minchas Chinuch is very Meirich. He says, why couldn't you be Yoitza, this Shlomin, with the Shalmei Simcha that you anyways had to bring on Yontif? L'chayra, you anyways had to bring a Shalmei Simcha. So Mehecha Tesi, the Shalmei Simcha, couldn't work for this as well. So Yishtel Su'a, Toysus and Chagiga, Dazayin and Medvez, but Toysus discusses if someone made a neder that he was going to bring a carbon shlomim. Could he be yoitza his chiyuv neder of shlomim with the shalmei simcha, or does the shalmei simcha have to be a special carbon? Like, who said the shalmei simcha has to be a special carbon? Maybe shalmei simcha just means ain't simcha ela bebasar. Basar means a shlomim. Okay, I'm bringing a shlomim because I made a neder. It all works out beautifully. Either way, it's a toisus and chagiga dav zayin amid beis, but this is the ha'ara. So the gemara weiter. New topic. Amash Shmuel. Chumas chutz laretz. Betela b'raiv. So even though midai raisa, all matnes kohuna are only negeya, mitzvah atliyas ba'aretz, are only negeya in Eretz Yisrael, but midai rabbanan, there's something called chumas chutz laretz, chalas chutz laretz, etc., etc. Shmuel said, kishmaki gemara, that chumas chutz laretz is Ein ba mishum koyin emisayeya bebeis agronis. There's no halacha. I'm sorry. Amar Rava. Trumas chutz laretz. Ein ba mishum koyin emisayeya. Even though we said this koyin emisayeya bebeis agronis, that's only true for trumas eretz Yisrael. It's not going to be true for trumas chutz laretz. Rav Chama yov le'ed shamayim. In fact, Rav Chama was a koyin and he used to give his trumas chutz laretz to his gabbai. Now his gabbai was misayeya bebeis agronis. He used to help me. That's why he was his gabbai. But at the same time, he had no problem giving him his truma. I koyin emisayeya bebeis agronis 101. The teretz is it was trumas chutz laretz. So mashmul trumas chutz laretz b'teilu b'roiv. Another. We spoke about this in detail last week, where the halacha is that truma is not batal b'roiv, it's not batal b'shishim, it's batal b'meya. So you would have to have 100 times chulin versus the truma. It has to be a taruvas of 101 in order for it to be batal. Stating that, Shmuel said that's only truma seretz yisrael. Truma chutz laretz is even batal b'roiv. You don't even need shishim. It's batal b'roiv. Rabba mevatal b'roiv. In fact, Rabba used to be mevatal b'roiv. By the way, what do you see from there? Exactly. Then not only do you see from there that there's no halacha of 100, but you see from there even more than that, that there's no halacha of emavat l'nisal t'chatchila. In fact, it's Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Trumas Perek Tidgim HaLachi Yudal. Trumas Chutz Laretz Mutter Levat Eloisa B'Roiv. Before it's in the Rambam. You're allowed to be mevatel it B'Roiv. Rashi says, Rabba, what does Rabba come into the picture? It's like Rashi Koyen Haya, Demi Beis Eli Haya. The truth is, we spoke about this not so long ago. Chulin daf kuflam and gimel amanalef. There's a Gemara in Mesachas Rosh Hashanah daf yudches, where the Gemara says Abaya and Rabba mid the beis Eli. They both came. One lived 40 years, one lived 60 years. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that goy siyavis kishmakarei that we spoke about a few weeks ago. But there's a shaila what the girs is. Is the girs a Rabba or is the girs a Rava? And Chulin daf kuflam and gimel amanalef. Rashi says the girs is Rava. Tais says the girs is Rabba. Here Rashi says the girs is Rabba. If you look in Rosh Hashanah daf yudches, Rashi brings both girsais. Rava and Rabba. So Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amid Aleph brings Rava and Rabba. In Chulin Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, he brings Rava. Over here, he brings Rabba. But regardless, Rabba was a Kayan. And Rabba used to take his Trumas Chutz Laretz, he'd be Mevatalit B'Roiv, V'Oichel Abim Meitu Masl. Why'd Rabba have to be Mevatal his Truma? He could eat Truma anyways. The Teretz is, he would eat it when he was Tame, because a Tame is not allowed to eat Truma. So what he would do is, he would be Mevatal the Truma. Oh, so now, even though he's Tame, he could eat the Truma because it was Batal. So again, two Chedushim. Number one, Roiv, and number two, Imavatlan is the Katriva is not Negeya Trumas Chutzah. Rav Huna Breid Ravishua, Kimis Rami Lechamer the Truma. Rav Huna Breid Ravishua, if you'd ever have wine that was Truma, have a Rami train Natli the Chulin, he would take two portions, two spoonfuls of Chulin, the Chada Natli the Truma, and one of Truma, meaning he would put it in a Taruvis where the proportion was two times Chulin to the Truma, the Shakel, Chad, and he would drink. Mikan Ve'elach, from there moving forward, Rami Chad, every time he took a spoonful or a ladleful, he would remove one. The shakal rami chad, the shakal chad, he would put one back. The point is, he would establish a bittel. Once it was a bittel, as long as he kept the proportions equal, there was never going to be an issue. But again, he was doing it l'katchila, so there's no issue of eim vatnas l'katchila, and he was being samichan right, even though truma usually is only bittel b'meiv. Amash mul another halacha, truma chutz laretz oich v'hoilech achach mafrish. Ordinarily, you have to be mafrish truma, and then afterwards you can eat from it, right? Otherwise, it's tevil. In truma chutz laretz is just the opposite. You can buy on credit. You can get 30-day terms. Right now, I'm going to eat. I'll deal with it. Eventually, you're going to pay. That's fine. But Shmuel, another halach. In Shmuel's chutz laretz, asur elav mishat tumah yoytzei olav migufa. A tumah is not already truma. But only a tumah, said Shmuel, where the tumah is yoytzei olav migufa, where the tumah came from him. For example, anida, zava, yeledes, abalkeri. So those examples of tumah where it comes from the person's guf, in contrast to someone that's tumah because he touched the nevela, he touched the sheretz, he touched the mace. So only someone whose tumah is yoytzei olav migufa, which is always more chamer in the laws of tumah, is prohibited from eating trumas chutzlarts. That's the first chiddush. Second chiddush, v'animilu b'achila. Avo b'negiyah lasanba. Even that, it's only with regards to achila. Can't eat it. But as relates to touching it, you can touch it. Amar Ravino, hilkach, for that reason, a chiddush. Nida koitza chala. A nida is allowed to separate chala. So she's preparing dough. She has a mitzvah of afrashas chala. She's a chutzlarts. She's a nida. So she's tameh with a tumas yoytzal migufay. She's allowed to prepare the chala. Why is she allowed to be mafresh chala? She's a nida. She's touching chala. A nida, someone who's tameh, certainly someone who has tuma that's yoytza migufa, shouldn't be able to touch the chala. The teretz is, being that we're dealing with chalas chutzlaretz is the equivalent thereof to trumas chutzlaretz. So it's for that reason, negiyah is not going to be an issue. How about eating it? What do you do with it? Give it to a kohen katan, and the kohen katan is allowed to eat it. Why a kohen katan? So Rashi says, because a kohen katan, he's such a katan that he was never really a carry. So he can't be a zav, he can't be a zava, he can't be a nida, can't be a bal carry. So there's no tuma that's yoytze migufay that he could be shayach to. As a result, to be able to eat it. A kohen that's godoil, meaning he's an adult already, he might be tame. Being that he might be tame, he might have a tuma that's yoytze migufay, he's not allowed to eat tumas chutzlars, he's not allowed to eat chalas chutzlars. But a kohen that's a katan, you would be able to give it to. Rashi says, what if you have a kohen that's a godoil who went to the mikveh, he was matayer? Zok Rashi, areyu kekatan. The point is not katan or godoil. The point is someone that you know 100% is tar. If you like a kohen katan, let's say you don't have a kohen katan, then she has to burn it. That's the only option. But after she burns it, she should be mafresh chala again. So it's interesting. The real chala, she's preparing dough. It's a chutz laretz. She's a nida. She was just mafresh it. So she's allowed to touch. It's not an issue. We just had a chiddush. Someone has to eat it, but only a kohen's allowed to eat it because only a kohen, someone that doesn't have too much yotze olam migufay, is allowed to eat the truma. And only a katan, could you know for sure, doesn't have this problem. So as a result, the only person that's allowed to eat it is the kohen that's a katan. If you don't have a kohen katan, burn it. Okay, then you should be done. No, you have to be mafresh chala tzim tzveitamal. The reason is, ki heichet doloi teshtakach teres chala. To be mafresh chala and then burn the chala, you don't really see the chala taking place. You want that. We should really remember the mitzvah of challah. And the real mitzvah of challah is not just to be mafresh, it's to give it to the kohen. And the kohen should eat it. Problem is the kohen's not allowed to eat it. So you know what you do? You mafresh something else that looks like challah. It's not really challah. The real challah you burnt. Now you're going to be mafresh something that only looks like challah. Va'uchal a kohen gadol. Not the kohen gadol, but a kohen that's a gadol. Someone that's already of age. It doesn't matter. Because meaning that it's not really challah, you're not going to have any issues. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rami Bar Chama, Avakazi Ba'arba. The Gidoyle Amayroim. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rami Bar Chama. They were all on a boat together. Salik Rav Amram Lafnuye, and Rav Amram went to use the bathroom. I saw Yahi Itza, and there was a woman there. Olas Kamayo. So when Rav Amram wasn't there, she came before Rav Nachman and Rami Bar Chama. Amrulu, she asked the following question. Tomei Meis, Mao She Yitbol, Ve'yoichol Trumas Chutzar. Someone that's a Tomei Meis. If he toivels, is it okay before the sun sets for him to eat Trumas Chutz Laretz? Or is it not okay? Alam de Sheshaylo. This was her question. So ordinarily, if somebody's Tomei and he goes to the mikvah, this is the first mission of Masechtas Brachos, you have to wait until the sun sets, and only then, that's Meimis HaKarim Shema Barvin. Right? You have to wait until sunset, because until then, even though the person went to the mikvah, but he's still considered a tful yoim, he's not tahar yet. So the question was, what if someone was Tomei Meis, and now this person wants to eat Trumas Chutz Laretz, went to the mikvah. Does he have to wait until the sun sets or not? Rav Nachman, Rabbi Bar Chama. So Rav Nachman turned to Rabbi Bar Chama. He said, what's the shayla? If the person's tummy mace, he anyways can't eat Trumas Chutz Laretz. At the end of the day, the only way to become tar from Tumas Meis is with the Efer of the Par Aduma. So you can toivel, you can wait for Harif Shemesh, you can wait a second day and a third day. Without the Par Aduma, you're never going to be tar. I'm only Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama told Rav Nachman, I hear what you're saying, Rav Nachman, but like, The Saba of Amram apparently was the Zokain in this Chabura. So Rav Amram's not here now. Let's wait until he comes back, right? He had gone away, and let's wait until he returns. Let's see what he has to say. Adoch, yes, Rav Amram. Rav Amram came. So Rav Amram said, Ochi, I'm a Rav. You know what Rav said? Tomei Meis, Toivel, Va'oichel Betrumas Chutz La'aretz. A Tomei Meis could be Toivel, and he could eat Trumas Chutz La'aretz. Meaning, he doesn't have to wait until the sun sets. Meaning, where they thought, Rav Nachman and Rami Bar Chama, if he's a Tomei Meis, then this whole conversation is a moot point. Why? Because he anyways is going to have Tyre from the Paraduma. We don't have the Paraduma. Rav said not that way. Rav said that you don't have to worry about the Tumas Meis. Aye, what do you mean? How's a Tomei allowed to eat Truma? Because we're dealing with Trumas Chutzlaritz. Trumas Chutzlaritz is really only Negeya. It's really only Negeya for Tumas that's Yoytze Megufay. Tumas Meis is not Yoytze Megufay. So as a result, you don't really have to worry about the Tumas Meis. Stating that, Rav's halacha was, he's Toivo. He should go to the mikvah, but he could be oichel b'chumas chutz laretz, and you don't have to wait until the sunset. Stating that, the Gemara says, the leis hilchas akavaseh. The halacha is not like Rav. So what's Pashit? What does it mean the halacha is not like Rav? So Pashit, and Tosfos says, that's what Rashi holds, even though it's not clear, but Tosfos says, that's what Rashi holds. Leis hilchas akavaseh means you really have to wait until the sunset. Tosfos says that, I disagree, you know what leis hilchas akavaseh means? You don't have to go to the mikvah. What's the point? The mikvah is not being mitire you, so it's trumas chutz laretz. It's not too much yoytz olam migufay. The whole point of going to the mikvah is really not negay. Amar Mazel Chum, similar halach. Which way the Rav Sheish Tomei Sheretz? Someone that's a Tomei Sheretz toivel vayichah b'trumas chutz. If he wants to eat trumas chutz laretz, first he has to go to the mikvah. But less hilchas akavase, the halach is not like him. What does it mean? The halach is not like him. Rashi's going to learn halach is not like him. It sounds like all you have to do is go to the mikvah, but beyond that, you don't have to do anything else. Less hilchas akavase, because really you have to go to the mikvah and you need harif shem. Tosis is going to say that the last hilchas akavase means that you don't even have to go to the mikvah, being that we're dealing with trumas chutz laretz, we're dealing with chalas chutz laretz. It's only tumas yoytzal migufay that's going to be an issue. But if it's not tumas yoytzal migufay, there is not going to be an issue. So just two ha'aris before we end today's daf, and that is, so we had here a bunch of halachas about trumas chutz laretz. So truma is very, very chamar. And the chachamim were misake that in chutz laretz you also have truma. So you would have thought that the halachas and the chumras of truma would at least ke'in the iraisa apply for trumas chutz laretz as well. Stating that, the Gemara said a whole bunch of halachas that are big halachas, very important halachas in hilchas trumas that don't apply to trumas chutz laretz. Number one. How big of a deal is Kayin Mesreya Beis Agronis? The Gemara quoted the pasuk of Malachi, Shichatem Bris Halevi Yom Hashem Tzvokis, for a Kayin that is Mesreya Beis Agronis. The Gemara said a Kayin Beis Agronis is Chayiv Misa. Bikshu Chachamim, the Chachamim even wanted to pose a knas. So you see from here that it's very, very chum. Stating that, Trumas Chutz La'aretz, Ein Ba Mishum Kayin Mesreya Beis Agronis. And the Gemara brings, you don't even have to be Machmer, Rav Chama. What are the Gedali Amirim? You have the Shammai. He used to give it to his Gabi. Another halacha. Truma ordinarily is not bottle beroiv. It's not bottle beshishim. It's bottle bemeya. Stating that Truma's chutz laretz is bottle beroiv. Another halacha. You could be mevatel with lekatchila. Ordinarily, a mevatel is lekatchila. And here too, the Gemara brought Maisa Ravs. The Gemara brought Rabba used to be soymech on these coolers. Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua used to be soymech on these coolers. The Gemara continued, and the Gemara says someone that's tamei can't go near Truma. It's very, very chama. Some of the shveris sugis in Shas deal with a tamei and kachim, tumas mikdash v'kadosh of a tamei and truma. Stating that as it relates to truma's chutz laretz, only someone who's tamei with a tumah was yoytzel of migufa. But if it wasn't yoytzel of migufa, even if it's a tamei tumas meis, tumas sheretz, tumas veil, doesn't matter. There's no iser. Even a tamei she yoytzel of migufa, the iser is only a chila. There's no iser negi. Ordinarily, you're not allowed to be metama. The Torah says you have to protect truma. You have to make sure that you keep it al tairis at truma. But when it comes to trumas chutz laretz, over there, these halachas are not going to apply. So just the first order. You would think that the reason for this is because trumas chutz laretz is midrabanan. So being that it's only midrabanan, it's for that reason that's not the case. But the emes is, that's a very big mistake. In fact, the Rambam Shita is that truma Bizman Azeh in Eretz Yisrael is also only Negeya Midirabon. Meaning, today, in Eretz Yisrael, Chiv Chumas Maestras, is it a Chiv Dei Raisa or is it a Chiv Dirabon? Rambam Shita is, it's only Chiv Dirabon. In fact, the Rambam held that even Bizman Bayesheni, the Chiv Chumas Maestras in Eretz Yisrael, were only a Chiv Dirabon. It's a very important Rambam. The Rambam is at the very end of the first parak of Hilchas Trumas, Hatruma bezman hazeh va'afilu b'makim sheichziku oylei bavel va'afilu b'mei Ezra, Einon min atayra ela medivreya she'ein lochot shruma shal tayra ela beretz Yisrael u'bizman she'yiu kol Yisrael sham she'nemar kisavayu bi'as kulchem kishahoyu bi'yerusha rishayna u'kumay she'en asidim lachzor bi'yerusha shlishas lo'y kumay she'hoyu bi'yerusha shniyo she'oysa b'me'ezra she'oysa bi'as miktsasam u'lefichach lo'y chayva oysa min atayra v'chein yiru lishu adim b'meisra she'en chayob mehem bizman hazeh ela medivreya k'truma. So the Rambam says a gewaltige chiddush. Then when the Torah talks about the mitzvah of truma, it says kisavoyu. Kisavoyu, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. Who's kisavoyu? It's talking to all the yidden. Bias kulchem. Kishahoyu biyerusha rishayna. Ukumay shem asidim lachzer biyerusha shlishas. But even bisman bayesheni, even bimei Ezra, even though the yidden went up to Eretz Yisrael, but it wasn't all of Klai Yisrael. And if you don't have all of Klai Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, even in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is, you're not going to be chayv in trumas u'maisers midai rai. So all you're going to have is trumas u'maisers midrabanan. Incidentally, it's interesting that from the Churban Bayis Rishon, right around the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, almost all of Klai Yisrael were living in Eretz Yisrael. So yeah, that's Eretz Hashvatim, but Rav of Klai Yisrael was still living in Eretz Yisrael. Then Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, and there's Pesukim Yecheskel that talk about how he took the Yidden and he dispersed them literally all over the world. That Bar Benel traced his lineage in Spain to Churban Bayis Rishon. That Nebuchadnezzar literally sent his great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents on a boat to Spain, and that's that Bar Benel traced himself from there. So there were already yeshuvim that were setting themselves all up the world of Yidden from the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. And from that time until today, there hasn't been a time where Rav of the Yidden in the world were living in Eretz Yisrael. What's interesting is that the historians claim, or people that are in the know, statisticians, that things are changing now. And because of the assimilation and the intermarriage that's going on in the United States, the numbers are shifting, and we're pretty close now to 50-50, and it's soon going to be Rav Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael. And the emes is that poses a very interesting shaila in halacha, because the Rambam says that you need all of the Yidden to be living in Eretz Yisrael in order to be chayv and trumas u'maisos midareis. Does it mean all? What about Rav? What about Rubai Kekulai? Maybe Rav would be enough. Every single Yid has to, if there's one Yid living in Eretz Yisrael, so that knocks out Trumas and Maestras, it's definitely Mestaber that it doesn't have to be all the Yidden, but Rav and the Yidden would be enough. If that's the case, there's a lot of halachas, Trumas and Maestras, Negei, Shmitin, and Yoivlim, right? A lot of the kulas when it comes to, you know, the Mechiras that are done with regards to Shmitin and Eretz Yisrael are related to Shvias, maybe it's Midirabanon, could be related to these Sugis as well. But the bottom line is, it's a fascinating idea. Incidentally, this Rambam is a tremendous Chiddush. The Chiv Trumas and Maestras is only the Rabbanim. Because Chinuch says that he believes the Makar to the Rambam was Ezra's Knas. Right? Ezra's Knas comes up a lot. Where the Gemara says that Ezra, in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, saw that the Levium all remained in Bavel. He was very disturbed. Here we built the Beis HaMikdash and we need Levium to do the Avodah. We're the Levium. So he made a Knas. He said that even though Maestras Rishon is supposed to go to the Levi, it's not going to go to the Levi anymore. And the Kasha is, it's the Chapela Tzuma. How can he go ahead and do that? So you'll tell me, Yesh Koich Biat Chacham and Lakud Avim and HaTorah, but everyone knows the Taz. The Taz says a few times that you can't be Yoker a whole mitzvah. Right, Taz asks the Kasha, why is Milo Deich HaShabbos? Spoke about this earlier in the week. Why is Milo Deich HaShabbos? Why don't you say Gzeir Hashem Yavireno Dal Aram Spashus HaRabim? Right, not to carry the baby on Shabbos, you can just do the Milo. Can't carry the Chalif. That's Rabbi Eliezer's sheet in the beginning of Perek, Rabbi Eliezer the Milo. But the Chum argue with Rabbi Eliezer. They hold the Milo's Deich HaShabbos. Machshire Milo, of course, is not Deich HaShabbos. So if that's the case, how is Milo? Why don't we say that? You should do Milo on Shabbos. We don't do Dal Minim on Shabbos. We don't blow Shofar on Shabbos. We don't lay the Megillah on Shabbos. Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dal Aramis B'Shus HaRabim. Frank the Taz. What's the Ran's Kasha really? Perek Blazer the Mila. Gaval Zok the Taz. Because you could be Oikar, but you can't be Oikar a mitzvah legamri. And the Torah says, Ubayoy Mashmini Yafilu B'Shabbos. It's a Jerusha. But you say no Mila on Shabbos, you're being Oikar legamri. To say that you don't blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, not being Oikar Shofar. You blow it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You're just not blowing it on Shabbos. But over here, you're taking a whole Jerusha. And you're knocking it out. That's not something. So, Frank, the Michas Chinuch, the Pasuk says you're supposed to give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi. What did Ezra do? He knocked out the whole thing. Ain't koich biat chachamim lakud davim, and HaTorah says the Taz when you're being oikar davar lagami. Says the Michas Chinuch, that's how the Rambam knew that Trumas and Maaser's be made. Ezra wasn't with the Raisa. It was only with the Rabbanon. Oh, it's only with the Rabbanon. He wasn't being oikar davim and HaTorah. It's a din the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon can be oikar. It's only by the Raisa. But Al-Kabarim, that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that Bizman Azeh and Eretz Yisrael, it's only with the Rabbanon. Even Bizman, we haven't had Trumas and Maestras B'day Raisa since Nevezrad and Arusha destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. That's a fact. That's the Rambam Shita. But stating that, when the Rambam brings all these halachas in our sugya, he doesn't say Truma the Rabbanon. He says Truma in Chutz Laaretz. Even though the Rambam sheet is that all Trumas Midrabanan. It's because it's a Kula, not in Trumas Midrabanan. It's a Kula in Trumas Chutz Laaretz. And the truth is, the Rambam's Mefurish. The Rambam, when he brings the Halacha, in one of the places, this is in Perek Zayin, Halacha Ches Hilchas Trumas. The Halacha, that only someone who's Tumas, where Tumas Yoytzal Migufay, has this Halacha of he's not allowed to eat truma. Zok the Rambam, truma's chutz laaretz. Hoyel v'ikra midivreyen ein asur b'achilo. Elo l'koyin sh'tum yoytzal migufay. You have to be medayik l'shoynos azov shal Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say truma's chutz laaretz. Hoyel v'hu midivreyen. What's his lashon? Hoyel v'ikra midivreyen. The whole concept, the institution of truma's chutz laaretz is a din d'rabban. No sh'ting as truma's chutz laaretz miday reisa. Truma's Eretz Yisrael is ikra miday reisa. It says in the Torah, kisavayu. Punk is mancha b'ayishenim, but today there's no truma day raisa. But that's a punk. That's a technicality. Truma's chutz laaretz is different. Hoyel v'ikra midivreyim. I think it's a klar diyuk. L'shoyne azov shel Rambam. That's why the Rambam, even though l'shitasa he holds that truma's Eretz Yisrael, even mizman b'ayisheni was only din d'rabbanan. But he brought all these halachas only regarding Trumas Chutz Laaretz because it's not a din in Trumas Rabbanan. It's a din in Trumas Chutz Laaretz. What's the difference? The Baltimore Rabbanan, Trumas Eretz Yisrael is Ikra Midei Raisa. Trumas Chutz Laaretz is Ikra Midei Rabbanan.